I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. With all the snow in the forecast tonight and tomorrow, the Cedar Rapids Colonels pick the perfect time to announce their 2020 coaching staff today. Well, the Minnesota Twins selected the perfect time to allow them to release the information anyway. To no one's surprise, former Twins infielder Brian Dinkelman is back at the helm of the Colonels this season. Dink and his family moved to Cedar Rapids when he was the team's hitting coach, and he's become firmly entrenched here in the area. Last season, Dinkelman guided the Colonels to a 78-62 record and an appearance in the Western Division Championship Series. He'll hope to keep the club's string of six straight postseason appearances alive and well in the new year. Also returning to the first base dugout this summer will be former big league infielder Luis Rodriguez. But there'll be several new faces in town, a sign of the ever-changing times in minor league baseball. The Colonels will have a total of five coaches for the first time in the organization's long and storied history. Former big leaguer Calvin Maduro will serve as pitching coach. The right-hander appeared in the majors as a member of the Orioles and Phillies before retiring and entering the coaching ranks. The other two coaches don't have much of a professional background. That seems to be the trend many teams are forging ahead with these days. Bryce Berg will act as the team's primary hitting coach. The Twins plucked the Carroll, Iowa native from Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska. Peter Larson will be the second pitching coach after working as the Twins' pitching rehab coordinator a year ago. Larson coached at Fordham, Albany, and Siena after a brief stint in independent ball as a player. It won't be long before the Colonels are taking the field at Veterans Memorial Stadium against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on April 13th. Many fans are approaching the 2020 season nervous about possible changes to the minor leagues proposed by Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. The Colonels don't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon, but the escalating tensions between minor and Major League Baseball still warrants watching. So as snow blankets Eastern Iowa this weekend and temperatures drop, keep this in mind as you try to stay warm. There will be baseball in Cedar Rapids in 2020, and it'll be here before you know it.